Heart diseases and stroke are the world's leading cause of death, which claims 17.3 million lives each year. It kills more people every year than malaria, HIV and AIDS, and tuberculosis. A former director of the National Cardiothoracic Center, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, said heart diseases can be prevented and controlled if the right measures are taken, both at the community and individual levels. Professor Frimpong-Boateng said this in Accra at the launch of this year's World Heart Day, which falls on the 29th of this month. Rita Nyako brings you more.
The theme for this year's World Heart Day addresses the importance of a life course approach to the prevention and control of cardiovascular disease, with focus on women and children. Professor Frimpong-Boateng said, although heart disease is often thought of as a problem for men, more women than men die of heart disease each year. This is because symptoms of heart disease in women, like nausea, fatigue, or dizziness, can be different from the obvious crushing chest pain often associated with heart attacks. He said many women tend to report to hospital after much heart damage has already occurred because their symptoms are not those typically associated with heart attack. Professor Frimpong-Boateng said, globally, 1 million children are born with heart disease. This type of heart disease is closely linked to the health of the mother or pregnant women. He said maternal health is extremely important because any illness or condition that will affect the health of the mother, especially in the first trimester of pregnancy, can potentially affect the health of the unborn baby. Professor Frimpong-Boateng said, in Africa, rheumatic heart disease, which is triggered by bacterial infection of the throat or skin, is the leading heart problem among children and young adults. He mentioned some ways through which heart disease can be prevented.
If you vaccinate girls around the age of 12 years, they are become immune, and then in future, when they have children, the children will not suffer from these diseases. Also, if housing is good, there are not too many people sleeping in one room, the housing units are not overcrowded, then we don't have an increased incidence of this rheumatic heart disease. And again, if your child complains of sore throat, don't give lozenges alone. Take the child to hospital, let it be examined, and the doctor will give the appropriate treatment. The general public, exercise. And again, also have a clear conscience and a good mind. Don't think evil about other people.
The director of the National Cardiothoracic Center, Dr. Lawrence Kufis-Rebo, explained why this year's theme focused on women and children.
1 in 3 deaths in women is as a result of heart diseases or stroke. And every 1 minute, a woman dies of a heart disease or stroke. 1 out of every 100 children that are born has a problem with the heart. We find out that a lot of the risk factors that lead to heart disease actually started from childhood. Obesity, physical inactivity. You can look at our children nowadays. Hardly do they play as we used to play before. They are all indoors playing with video games. They are not that physically active. Diet. Every child wants to go to a fast food restaurant. So all these start from childhood. And by the time you are an adult, they create problems with your heart.
That was the director of the National Cardiothoracic Center, Dr. Lawrence Kufis-Rebo, ending that report by Rita Nyako.